אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
After a six-year legal fight and more than 70 court hearings, an Israeli judge has ruled that accused child sex offender Malka Laifa can be extradited to Australia. The former principal of Melbourne's ultra-orthodox Adas Israel School is wanted on more than 70 charges of sexually abusing three former students who are all sisters. And we know there were years of delays. After years of delays, the Jerusalem District Court has ruled that Malka Laifa should be extradited to Australia. And abused survivor Ellie Sapa told SBS News that the court extradition ruling has been a long time coming.
We are just so happy. We can't stop smiling. We're so relieved that we finally got here. For so long, we doubted whether we would see this day, but today we are seeing justice happen.
Miss Sapa is one of three Melbourne sisters allegedly abused by Laifa, who fled to Israel after allegations arose in 2008. And they've been fighting to bring her back to Australia for almost a decade. Darcy Ehrlich, Nicole Meyer, and Ellie Sapa first gave their statement to police in 2011 after allegedly being accused or abused at Melbourne's ultra-orthodox Adas Israel School. Longtime victim supporter Manny Weck says he is elated to hear the decision.
Still shocked to actually digest what we've just heard. Malka Laifa is going to be extradited to Australia.
Laifa attended the hearing via video link from an Israeli jail and refused to lift her head off the table when the judge requested her to. Jerusalem District Court has given her 30 days to lodge an appeal with the Israeli Supreme Court. One of Mrs. Laifa's attorneys, Nick Hoffman, has confirmed a challenge against the extradition will be mounted there.
Those who think that this process is now a closed chapter, I'm afraid, will be disappointed. There's a long way to go before Mrs. Laifa will be surrendered to Australia, if at all. We will be approaching the Supreme Court, where we'll be seeking judicial review. Extradition is a political decision at the end of the day.
Mr. Wex, Manny Wex, says that it's really a shame that it's taken 71 hearings to get to the decision of extradition and that delays have taken a toll on Laifa's alleged victims. He says they will continue fighting the case despite talks of appeal.
Unfortunately, they continue with this disgraceful approach in trying to prevent justice from happening. And from our perspective, we're going to try to do everything we can to ensure that Malka Laifa is going to be on a plane back to Australia as soon as possible.
Ms. Ehrlich also says that the talk of an appeal has not, are not worried about it. And the meaning of the decision, still very meaningful decision that she will be extradited to Australia.
So this is a victory for everyone today. This is not just a victory for us. It's a victory for everyone that has stood with us, that has shared this journey with us, that has just allowed us to keep going and has helped us along the way.
And listeners seeking information or support relating to child sexual assault can contact bereavements on 1-800-272-831 or Blue Knot on 1-300-657-380.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.